Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Box Score Breakdown, presented to you by Sports Ethos and presented to you by FanDuel. Thank you all for listening and joining for the show. We recap the NBA games of the night. Tonight, we're going to recap Monday's 8-game slate, and we got some interesting news and notes for you guys, so let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. Fun night of basketball, as per usual. And the first game we're going to talk about is the Hornets smacking the Oklahoma City Thunder 124-97. Let's start with the Hornets. Miles Bridges, 17-11 with 4 assists and a block. He's really been playing nice for this squad lately. Sometimes he goes through ups and downs, but he's been pretty consistent lately, other than when he missed a game or two with injury. And he's talking about the vibes of the team are really good, and he wants his big man to get back, and he thinks they can make a run. We will see. Musa Diabate was back in the starting lineup. He had missed a few games from injury, had 9 points, 12 boards, 5 assists. That's huge, but 0 blocks. So you really want the blocks, but you'll take the 5 assists and 12 boards from Musa. Brandon Miller with 28 points, 6 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Tremendous game. That's the Brandon Miller we expected to see. LaMelo Ball, 16 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, 4 turnovers. This is not the LaMelo Ball you expected to see. He's really slumping right now, but the other guys are playing well. But normally when LaMelo doesn't score, he still puts up a good number of rebounds or assists. And he didn't either in this game. He did only play 25 minutes. It was a blowout, but he's having a disappointing season. Hopefully, he'll turn it around. Konka Nipple, second leading scorer on the team, 23 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and 1 steal. 8 for 13 from the field, 5 for 7 from 3. Brandon Miller was 7 for 10 from 3. LaMelo was 4 for 7 from 3. So they really lit it up from 3-point range. Everyone except for Miles Bridges, who went 0 for 6. But everyone else lit it up against OKC. And OKC is known for their defense. I don't know what happened, but it is what it is. Now we're going to talk about PJ Hall. He had been starting when Musa was out, when Kogbrenner was out. But he still played 20 minutes off the bench in this one. Had 13 points, 5 boards, and 2 blocks. So that's a really productive game. Like I said, Musa played 9 minutes more than him, but PJ Hall had the blocks. Musa had the rebound. So I can expect it to be like this until Kalkbrenner gets back. But PJ Hall is playing very solid for this team, and we'll see what happens. Colin Sexton had 10 off the bench. No one else really did much for the Hornets. For OKC, 15.6 boards to assist for Chet Holmgren. Shea, 21, 6 assists and a block. Lu Dort, 2 blocks. And Wiggins started, 11 points, 2 blocks, 2 steals. J-Dub was 16, 4 assists, 2 steals. And you could tell by the points, you know, there's like everyone got to 16 to 21 points, 15 to 21 points, and it was just over with. Not a typical OKC game. There was a lot of talk of like, are they going to get the record? They were on pace for 70-plus wins. Right now, they're on pace for, like, 66 wins. So, they've had a bit of a drop-off, but it's to be expected. And the regular season is not that important for a team trying to win back-to-back championships. A.J. Mitchell, the only scorer off the bench in double figures with 11, and he had 3 steals. So, very interesting game. Call it a rest night for OKC. Next game, the Pistons destroyed the Knicks 121-90. Woo, the Knicks did not do much. OG had 5 points. Cat had 6 points. Mitchell Robinson, 2 points. He did have 10 boards, though. But that was, when you see those 3 players right there combined for 13 points, that's not good. And Karl Anthony Towns has 6 turnovers as well. So, I don't know. Like I said last episode, it's the New Year hangover for some guys. Jalen Brunson still played great, 25 points, but he had 6 turnovers as well. Mikal Bridges only had 10 points, a steal and a block. Miles McBride was probably the only player other than Jalen Brunson that played well, 17 points. but not much in any other area. So terrible game by the Knicks. For the Pistons, Cade Cunningham had 29 points, 13 assists, 5 turnovers, but a steal and 2 blocks. He would have done much more damage if it wasn't such a big blowout. He basically didn't play much in the fourth at all. He didn't need to. Asar had 10 and 7 with 2 steals. Isaiah Stewart started because, you know, Jalen Duren is out. 7 and 9 with 2 blocks. That's what you want from him. Paul Reed started 8 and 8 with a block. And Duncan Robinson, 9 and 5 with a steal. Off the bench, Javonte Green, 17 points. Jaden Ivey, 16 points. Danish Jenkins, 12 points. Marcus Sasser only played 5 minutes in this one and had 8 points, a steal and a block. It's interesting what they're doing with that dynamic between Marcus Sasser and Danish Jenkins. They both can play very well. You never know who they're going to play on any given day. So that's weird. You can't really trust either until someone gets hurt. Hopefully no one gets hurt, but that's what it is. Next game, the Celtics defeated the Bulls 115-101. Matas Bezelis with a huge game, 26 points. 3 boards, 2 assists, and a block. Leading scorer for the Bulls, Vucevic, 15-15, 7 assists, and a steal. Vucevic, the rule maker. We can call him the principal or the substitute teacher or something. I don't know. But that's Vucevic. We'll call him the principal. Kevin Huerter started 8 points and a block. Trey Jones, 10-5-4. Okoro, 5 and a block. Patrick Williams disappointing with 2 points, 2 boards, and not much else for the guys. Kobe White was back and played 25 minutes. I only had 5 points, 6 boards, and 3 assists. Ayo Dosunmu, 15 points, 5 boards, and 1 block. They played everyone in Chicago. And this is another blowout. So that's 3 blowouts in a row. But for the Celtics, Jaylen Brown, only 14 and 8 with 4 assists. Peyton Pritchard, 21-6-5 with a steal. Derek White, 10-6-7 with 3 steals and a block. Nemias Kata, 13-13 with a steal and a block. Sam Hauser with his 3 three-pointers. Anthony Simons, huge 27-point performance off the bench. And if you're not aware, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by Sports Ethos. I guess I should say a Sports Ethos presentation. Presented to you by FanDuel, sponsored by FanDuel. You may be listening to us on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast with Brewski and Dr. A, Stephen Alexander. Don't worry, they're still coming up next after this to give you even more in-depth breakdown of the fantasy implications from this night's day of basketball. But for now, you listen to the Box Score Breakdown. Subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. Follow me at William S. Bill. We record live. I'm live right now. You have any questions, send them to the comments. I'll try to get to them, especially on YouTube. All right, next game. The Raptors defeated the Hawks 118-100. Onyeka Okongwu, 17-12 with 4 steals. No blocks, but 4 steals. We'll take it. Jalen Johnson, a lower scoring game tonight with 13 points, but had 14 boards and 7 assists with the steal and a block. Unfortunately, 6 turnovers. So a bit of a weird one for JJ on this one. Zachary Richichet stepped it up, though, with 16 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, if you want to call him that, 14-5-4. Dyson Daniels, 11-6-3. So Trae Young sat out on this one, and if you didn't hear the news of the day, is Trae Young and the Hawks are basically in agreement to begin the process of a trade. So I don't know if Trae is going to play anymore until the trade is done, or if he missed his game because he feels a little banged up. I don't know, but they obviously don't want him to get hurt because then they can't trade him. And they say the Wizards are a huge suitor for Trae. We will see if that happens or if another team jumps in. Any bad team, traditionally bad team, I think should be in for Trae, because the Hawks say he has his flaws. We know he does have defensive flaws, but he's an all-star. He can put up 30 and 10 every game. a lot of players, a lot of teams don't have players that can do that. So you're hearing a lot of criticism about Trae Young because the Hawks are not that great. It's not Trae Young's fault. Any team like the Wizards should be giving away anything they can to get Trae Young. He's an all-star. All right, off the bench, Kristaps Porzingis had 9 points. Nothing else, really. Kennard and Krejci had 10 points and combined for 5 steals. So, and this is another blowout. The Raptors beat Dogs 118-100. So that's about 4 blowouts in a row. We'll see if we keep the trend going. But for the Raptors, Brandon Ingram had 19-9 with a steal and 2 blocks. RJ Barrett is fully back now, 17-6-4-3 steals. Scottie Barnes, 18-8-10 assists. Colin Murray Boyles was the starting big tonight with 17-7-7 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. That is a tremendous game by CMB. Got the start over Sandro. And, you know, they signed Mo Bamba. He didn't play. He was a DNP tonight. So this worked out very well. And Colin Murray Boyles was a top 10 pick for them. So they should continue to ride this out and see how it goes. We will see. You know, the NBA is not predictable at all. Just when you think they should go left, they go right. Quickly has 16 points, 3 boards, and not much else. Sandro, as we mentioned, 12 and 6. And Grady Dick had 11 points and a steal. Next game, the Rockets defeated the Suns 100-97. Something you need to know about this game is Alperen Sengun had an ankle injury. I guess it happened last game, and they just diagnosed him today. He's expected to be out for 2 weeks. So that is not great for the Rockets, who are 22-11. And believe it or not, the Suns are 21-15. It's not too far off. But it is, if you have Jabari Smith Jr., if you have Tari Eason, they will be getting huge bumps and opportunities for the Rockets. So if you wanted to try to trade for one of them, but it's just 2 weeks, so I doubt you'll be able to get them. I doubt they're on your waivers unless you're in a very shallow league. But just letting you know, Sengun's going to be out for 2 weeks. Those two should get a bump. But let's start with the Phoenix Suns.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Royce O'Neal, 15-6-2 steals. Dylan Brooks, 15-4 boards. Mark Williams, another bad game. Second in a row, 4 points, but he had 8 boards, but no steals, no blocks. D-Book, after the game winner last game, 27 points. 3 assists. Colin Gillespie is back with 11-6 with 4 assists and a steal. Also 9-8 with 2 steals. Jordan Goodwin, 11 points and 2 steals. He had a tremendous game last game, but averaged this one. Grayson Allen was back, but he has 0 points. But he did have 6 assists and 4 steals. Just weird that Grayson went 0-6 from the field, but still was very helpful in the assists and steal category. It's just interesting. For the Rockets, Kevin Durant hit the game winner in this one. Finally, not a blowout. You know, the Suns lost by 3. So KD had a revenge game on his old team, hit the game winner, had 26-10 with 4 assists and a block. Jabari had 17-7 with a steal. Tari Eason, 12-8 with a steal. Steven Adams started, had 8-11 with a steal. A lot of steals. And Amen Thompson, 17-7 with 6 assists. No steal. His teammates did it all for him. Reece Sheffer with 11 and 2 steals off the bench. Next game, the Nuggets defeated the Sixers 125 to 124. So that's two tight games in a row. And this game went into OT. OT, OT. Now, Daron Holmes, the guy we've been looking to replace Jokic, lets you know there is no replacement for Jokic. He started 21 minutes, had 2 points, 4 assists, 2 turnovers. That's it. In 21 minutes. Terrible game. It's still possible. Jokic is going to be out at least a month. So it's possible Daron Holmes can get it together. But he's coming out the gate very slow, like a turtle, not like a racehorse or a bunny. But Spencer Jones, the rookie, started 10 points, 3 boards, 2 steals, and a block. That's okay. But when you go into overtime and you play 43 minutes, that's not that great. It's not that good either. Bruce Brown, 19 and 6 with the steal. Jalen Pickett is the guy that stepped up tonight. 29 points, 7 assists, 5 boards. And Peyton Watson stepped up as well with 24 and 7 with 4 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. He did have 6 turnovers, but great game by Peyton Watson and Jalen Pickett. Off the bench, Hunter Tyson finally got an opportunity. 14 points and a block. He should have been playing. He's way better than Zeke Nagy. But Zeke Nagy's trying to prove me wrong tonight with 21 points, 8 boards, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. That was a tremendous game by Zeke Nagy. Zeke Nagy has had more chances than anyone I've ever seen in my life to show that he can do anything. And he's had like 99 times. This was the 100th time. He finally showed it tonight. We'll see if that turns a corner for Zeke. I wonder if he's in a contract year, but I don't know. But and Julian Strother has 6 points, 5 assists, and 4 boards. I like Strother. He hasn't had much opportunity. Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown are back. But they let them sit out this game for rest. And they still won. For the Sixers, Paul George has 8 points and 2 steals. Dominic Barlow started, not worth mentioning. Embiid, 40 minutes. That is not wise. And they lost. 32 points, 10 boards, 2 assists and a block, but 6 turnovers. It's no reason to give Embiid 40 minutes in this day and time. At all. It's not acceptable. Like, that's a horrible decision. We'll see, though. We'll see. I mean, that's really bad. I doubt he'll play the next game. That is what... Okay, all right. I'll just... Hey. Tyrese Maxey, in 46 minutes, 28 points, 6 boards, 6 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, playing like an MVP caliber player this year. Does it again tonight. BJ Eschken was 17, 8, and 9 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. Tremendous game. People were talking about the rookie race for rookie of the year, and no one wanted to hear BJ Eschken's name or even Konka Nipple's name. They're just like, it's Cooper Flagg and that's it. I mean, this is an incredible game by BJ Eschken. 17, 8 boards, 9 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Like, we played 35 or so games. You can't just dismiss people after 35 games. BJ Eschken, Konka Nipple, both have a chance for the rookie of the year if they keep up doing what they're doing. Off the bench, Quentin Grimes with 16 points and a block, 4 boards, and no one else really too noteworthy. Adembona, 8 points, 6 boards. Next game, the Blazers back to blowouts. The Blazers defeated the Jazz 137 to 117. Lauri Markkanen, 20. I feel so bad for Lauri Markkanen. Man, they got to trade him. Lauri Markkanen with 22 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Bryce Sensabaugh started 8 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Good all around production. The shooting was just bad, 3 for 11. So he's going to have to do better than that, but. If he can shoot it better, he would have had a nice game. Nurkic, he was questionable, but he played 21 and 12 with 5 assists and 2 steals. Savi, 8 points. Keontae George, lesser scoring game, 15 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, and a steal. Philip Pascal, the bench, 13 and 5 with the steal. Isaiah Collier with 10 points, 9 assists. Cody Williams, I'll mention him because he has been trending up 8 points. Nice. Taylor Hendricks, 7-5. For Portland, Tumani Kamara, 15-4 with a steal and 3 assists. Chris Murray started, 10 points, 3 steals. Denny Avia, 33 points, 8 boards, 9 assists. Great game. Klingon, 12-17 with 3 blocks. Awesome. Shaedon Sharpe, 29 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals. Awesome. You see why Portland won. So many players did great. The other ones did good enough. Robert Williams, only 2 points and a steal in 12 minutes. But Caleb Love does it again. 14 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. And he's just being a consistent force for this team. Sidy Cissoko with 14 points and a block and 2 steals. And last but not least, the game that is still going on currently, and it's 12:35 on the East Coast, 33 seconds left. But right now, the Clippers are up 103-102. Jimmy Butler, 24.6 boards, 4 steals and a block. 4 steals is crazy. I mean, they're crazy good. That's what you want. That's just, you don't see 4 steals often. Especially from a guy that's 34, 35 years old. Great, great, great. Draymond, 6-12 with 2 steals. Quentin Post started. Only played 13 minutes thus far. 5 points and a steal. Steph Curry, 27 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, and 3 steals. And Moses Moody started as well, but only had 4 points and 3 steals. A lot of steals going on. Garrett Payton is only double-figure score off the bench with 14-5. 2 assists and a block. And once again, Kuminga is a DMP. They're clearly holding him for the trade line. Nobody healed either. Interesting. For the Clippers, Kawhi's been lining up, but tonight, 24 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. 10 for 24 from the field. He went 0 for 7 from 3. If he makes 2 or 3 of those, Clippers win easy. And that's just a matter of practice, I guess. Practice makes perfect. But no, Kawhi's been killing it. But 0 for 7 from the 3 really hurt this team tonight. And I'll let you know when it ends. Because it should be in the next minute or two. And I'll still be here. But no, John Collins, 18 points, 4 boards, 3 blocks. That's what you want to see. Someone got hurt again. I can't remember who. But they said, oh yeah, Derrick White. Derrick White came back, got hurt instantly again. So that was going to hurt John Collins, but now he's back out again. And that's terrible news for Derrick Jones Jr. So that's going to help Kawhi, going to help John Collins be more productive. Even Nicholas Batum for deeper leagues. All right, so speaking of Ivica, 10 points, 11 boards. And a block. Chris Dunn, 16-6 assists with 3 boards and a steal. Kobe Sanders, great performance. Started 20 points, 7 boards, and 3 assists. That's just trusting your rookie. Because for most teams, he would not be playing right now. I was high on Kobe. But when you're a second-round pick going to a good team, a team projected to go to playoffs, they never ever see the court. So Kobe is truly impressing in practice, and you love to see it. Great performance here. Nicholas Batum, 6 points. Brook Lopez has 0, but he did have 2 blocks. And Jordan Miller, in 22 minutes, had 9 points, 5 boards, and a steal. So I want to see if the game is over. It is over. The Clippers did win with that same score, 103-102, so nothing changed stat-wise. Except maybe a rebound or so. All right, let's go over the players of the night. Brandon Miller, 28-6. SGA, I guess we can say, with 21-6. Miles McBride, 17. Kay Cunningham with 29-13. Vucevic, the principal, 15-15 with 7. Anthony Simons, 27 points. Onyeka Okongwu, 17-12 with 4 steals. Colin Murray-Boyle, 17-7-7. D. Book, 27. Kevin Durant, 26-10 with the game winner. Jalen Pickett, 29-7. Tyrese Maxey, 28-6-6. Steph Curry, 27-6-3 steals. Kawhi Leonard, 24-12. Nurkic, 21-12, and Denny Avdija, 33-8-9. All right, let's see if we have any questions. I don't see any at the current moment. So that's a wrap for Monday's 8-game slate. Thank you all so much for listening, watching, joining. Remember, you can listen to us on podcast, YouTube. It's the Box Score Breakdown, the NBA Fantasy Today. That's coming up next. Like, subscribe, what all that good stuff that I just said. Oh, we got a comment from Wombuts Wins. What happened to the Knicks? Man, like I said, I think they were hungover from New Year's. I don't know. It was a lot of blowouts tonight. We'll just chalk it up to they weren't ready. And there is sickness going around. It's possible that was something going on because a lot of teams got blew out tonight. And very unusual. But sometimes you need to get blown out to snap back into it. OKC got blown out by the Hornets. So, I mean, it's just a weird night. And thank you for the comment, Wombuts Wins. Thank you all for listening. I'm William S. Bill. Until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.